you so very much for checking out the Sportsline podcast on CHCH. I'm Bubba O'Neill. As I say on a daily basis, this podcast is a space to highlight the outstanding athletes, coaches, executives, and broadcasters from Southern Ontario. On a day when it has been announced that a WNBA franchise is coming to Canada, let me double down on my appreciation for women's sports, women in sports, and fans of sports that are women. Now, no doubt this individual is qualified to discuss what we will spend the majority of today's podcast talking about. From being a kick-ass and make-no-excuses quarterback at Guelph University, Justin Dunk has immersed himself in the Canadian sports media field and has earned respect. From his early days as an associate producer and reporter at Sportsnet, Dunk became a regular in these parts as the weekend sports anchor right here at CHCH. Currently, he's considered one of the top insiders and news producers at Three Down Nation that covers the Canadian Football League and the National Football League. We've had him here on the couch, but we had to get to you immediately, Justin. I mean, and I'm always happy to see you, trust me. But I'm in a bit of a mood right now for what's going on and being talked about in the Canadian Football League, and I feel that you are one of the top people to discuss. Thanks for joining us.
I can understand why you're in a mood, Bubba, and thanks for having me on. I wish we were talking about actual football on the field and more fun things, but this deserves attention. It deserves detail. And the women throughout the Canadian Football League who are employed by the head office or the teams across the league deserve respect. And they have not been shown that, I believe, specifically from the Toronto Argonauts, how this situation has unfolded.
Hey, so for people that don't know or if you've been hiding underneath a rock, Toronto Argonauts quarterback Chad Kelly, the reigning most outstanding player of the league, has been suspended a minimum 9 games by the league for violation of its gender-based violence policy. Following a 3-month investigation, Dunk, we'll look at it from this point first. Was this an appropriate punishment?
If you talk to people around the league, in front offices, coaches, players, executives, they felt like it was a surprising punishment from the standpoint of how harsh it was. Now, I don't think that it was quite harsh enough, because when you look at the past precedent for other players in the CFL who are not the big name as Chad Kelly is in this situation, those players have just been outright banned from the league, released right away within mere hours or days of just pure allegations. But we're talking about a situation here where there's been a lawsuit filed against Chad Kelly and the Toronto Argonauts, and the league had commissioned an independent investigator who put together an 87-page report. And the league stated that there was unequivocal evidence that, as you mentioned, that gender-based violence policy was violated by Chad Kelly. And I think it wasn't harsh enough, even though some people felt like he was only going to maybe get a couple or a handful of games. And the key word, and I'm glad you said it in there, Bubba, is minimum. There is no guarantee that Chad Kelly is reinstated into the league. He has to go through a number of courses, consult with a gender-based violence expert just to even have the chance to be reinstated. Now, the other part of this is Chad Kelly could appeal this, and in the CFL, appeals have taken some time, weeks and months, and play. But if you're Chad Kelly, for once since this entire situation has become public, you need to make a smart read here and understand the optics of the situation, because the Toronto Argonauts have not done that to this time. He was on the field for rookie minicamp with the team. That was a team decision, regardless of what Michael Pinball Clemens, the general manager, wanted to say. That's a team decision, according to the league head office, to have him on the field. So what does that say to fellow female employees with the Toronto Argonauts and across the CFL in the CFL head office? We've had a couple speak out online. This situation has not been handled well by the Argos. And I think Chad Kelly, if I could give him a little piece of advice right now, would be smart to focus off the field and not even think about football, because there's no guarantee he gets reinstated.
Okay, so let's just hold on to that. The fact that he did take the field on Thursday, rookie quarterbacks camp, I believe is what it's called. He was in there. I mean, he was kind of not dressed in uniform, but he was in there in athletic wear, running around, throwing the football, at least talking to some rookie quarterbacks. So he was part of it, but kind of not part of it. I mean, I'll ask the dumb question here. Did you consider that a bad look?
Definitely. 110%. I saw him run off the field, and then moments later, you have Pinball Clemens come out to address the situation, and I didn't think Pinball did a great job. Honestly, the smart thing for the Argos would have been to have Pinball Clemens release a statement and not really say anything more, because there is still this lawsuit that's ongoing. It was a terrible look to have Chad Kelly on the field, and I don't even want to be the one to speak to it because I'm not a woman in football. I think we need to let Christina Costable, who works in the league's head office in branding and social media content, I think it's more social media, excuse me, and Rianne Marcoux, who's a senior branding officer for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, let them tell you how they feel. Pinball Clemens stood up there and talked about how there were multiple females within the organization that have been treated well throughout their long tenure there, but that doesn't matter. We're talking about, I guess in this situation, we'll say an alleged victim here who has detailed reoccurring harassment claims in a lawsuit. Yes, the Argonauts have filed their statement of defense, largely denying most of those claims. They did say that there was one incident on November 6th last year that did happen. They told their version of the story. Chad Kelly has essentially denied everything here. But the CFL commissioned this report, 87 pages, and found that unequivocally he violated the league's gender-based violence policy. So in the league's eyes, from what they set out, he has been deemed guilty. Now, he can appeal that, but I just want to read this from Rianne Marcoux, who is an employee with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and reiterate the women's take on this, because I think it's valid, and we are not women, Bubba, so I think they should speak to this. She said, quote, Pinball, you said yesterday we will give Chad Kelly all the support he needs. What are you doing to support your female staff that now have to face coming to work every day with the predator in the building? Have you ever spoken to them about your decision to allow this? As I and many female staff members across the league have communicated to Randy Ambrosi, the handling of this extremely serious situation has been a complete and utter failure from top to bottom. You promised to go above and beyond the league recommendations. Yet at the first opportunity to do so, you did the complete opposite. You've only managed to downplay a serious situation and make women across the league feel unvalued, disrespected, and unsupported. Do better. Close quote.
Yeah, those are strong words. You were at that press conference with Pinball Clemens. And let me square this up in this sense. And I think you would agree with me. Michael Pinball Clemens is deemed, seen, viewed, been appreciated as one of the nicest men you will ever meet when it comes to being a man, being a coach, being a player, and his days as an executive. Highly respected. Many people believe he could be the mayor or prime minister. But yet, in this press conference, from what I've read from others, and I'll ask you and let you, because you were there asking questions, he didn't look very good, did he?
No, and that's why I was surprised that, first of all, Pinball Clemens did a media availability where he was actually going to take questions by reading from a prepared statement and had some notes that he wanted to go over first. But I was stunned that it wasn't just a statement from the Toronto Argonauts. There's a lawsuit ongoing. We're not going to say anything more, because how Pinball approached this, and I have a lot of respect for him. He's a Canadian Football Hall of Famer. But it did not come off well. And again, I don't want to speak to it, but let's look at the reaction on social media around the CFL for the female employees and the female fans of this league. There are female fans talking about that they're never going to buy a ticket again to go and watch the Toronto Argonauts play football unless Chad Kelly is not on that team. And that damage might have even gone even further now, based on what Pinball Clemens has said. I think his reputation took a major hit. And part of that, I think, is a failure to understand all of the details that have gone on. He admitted to not knowing all of the details, but you cannot get up there and field questions from, only speak for myself because I've been covering this as closely as I can, a reporter in this instance that has been trying to understand and get as many details as possible without the full knowledge of what has gone on in your organization on a day in, day out basis. Bubba, how many times in football do we hear these coaches, general managers, presidents talk about the details matter? Why did the details not matter in this situation?
Yeah, real surprising to me. And to that point, the Canadian Football League, and in Randy Ambrosi's statement earlier this week, he did say to the point that this issue was not really complete. One, two things here. As for the player, there was going to be, you know, an evaluation in the sense of that he's going to have to take training and learn a little bit about, you know, the things that he has done wrong. And that only at that point, when the commissioner had felt prepared that he was ready to return, will he be allowed to return? The other aspect that I think I'd like you to comment on is the aspect that the Argonauts and how they handled this situation was going to be investigated. Do you believe that to be true?
You know, I hope the Argonauts are publicly disciplined or held responsible for the way that they did not follow what the league had set out for the gender-based violence policy. And to talk about Chad Kelly there, I like what Randy Ambrosi laid out. I do believe that the league has come down harshly, but excuse me. There have been situations in the past. Johnny Manziel, Bubba, you know that well from having covered him alongside me in Hamilton, and then as he went on to Montreal, you know, was essentially thrown out of the league because he didn't live up to the terms of his agreement. We've had other players just been barred from the league. And I think in this situation with Chad Kelly, those conversations need to at least be going on at the head office, if not within the Argonauts organization. I asked Pinball Clemens directly, has that conversation been had that Chad Kelly might not be a part of this team going forward? And he didn't want to go there. Now, I understand not wanting to divulge that, but people want to talk about the legal ramifications and Chad Kelly could sue the league. Well, if Chad Kelly has not been an outstanding employee, or much less than an outstanding one in this case, that's alleged, then I don't think he would have much to stand on, because the league has done this in the past with other players. So I think the league, for once, has actually done a very solid job with this, taking their time. I know some people wanted action right off the jump, but to hire an independent investigator, I commend Randy Ambrosi in the league, because a lot of people are hard on him, to come down with a minimum 9-game suspension with no guarantees that Chad Kelly's back after that, that he has to follow all of these stipulations, I think was well-crafted. But the Argonauts have been a complete failure with all of this. Chad Kelly being on the field at quarterback in rookie minicamp, as you mentioned, the way that Pinball tried to address this was just distasteful. And again, I'm not going to talk about it from my perspective. I want people to check out social media and some of the pieces that we have up on Three Down Nation of female staff reaction from around the league.
I'll bring his name up one more time in a question here, and that being Chad Kelly. It had been well-versed in the National Football League, and then when he came to the Canadian Football League and was acquired by the Argonauts, that Chad Kelly had had a very dotted past. That you could go anywhere online and see the behavioral habits that he has had and chart them. And it's a long list. I think it's fair to say, you know, without knowing him personally, there's a list of things that he has done that I don't think many people would be proud of. We were very proud of him in many aspects in terms of a league circle that he had apparently turned the corner last year and was the leader of a 16-2 football team last year. It all looks so good. Justin Dunk, have we been fooled?
Quite possibly. And I think it shows that you don't really quite know what's going on behind the scenes. You know, when you drive by that picturesque house with the white picket fence and, you know, the family with multiple kids, well, you don't live in that house, so you don't really know what goes on there. And in this instance, yes, that Argonauts season looks so great. A franchise record for a single season was 16 wins. Chad Kelly, 15-1 as a starter, wins the most outstanding player award. I think, you know, that's up for debate if he should have won it or not. But to the point of the situation, all this was going on, allegedly, ever since Chad Kelly's first year in Toronto, dating back to 2022. If you go to Three Down Nation and read the initial statement of claim from the plaintiff, the amended statement of claim from the plaintiff, and if you read Chad Kelly's defense and the Argonauts' defense, because I think that helps form a more balanced picture. But the Argonauts do not deny specifically one event that happened on November 6th at BMO Field, at the BMO Field Club. There are different versions of it, but it shows you that there were other things going on behind the scenes, allegedly dating back to 2022. And where this reached a real bubbling point, according to the documents, was leading into that East final, where Chad Kelly ended up throwing four interceptions. The Argonauts got blown out by the Montreal Alouettes, a big time surprise upset. But if we had known what was allegedly going on behind the scenes before that game, I don't think a lot of us would have been picking the Argos to just easily row their way into the Grey Cup. And then after, you have Chad Kelly, and I'll never forget this, Bubba. It was me and my colleagues from 3downnation.com, John Hodge and JC Abbott, in a pre-CFL Awards media availability with Chad Kelly. We waited to get him all to ourselves, and he divulged to us that, according to him, he had a concussion during the East Final. That was news literally to everybody else in the Argonauts organization. And that's about as far as I'm going to go on it. Ryan Dinwiddie said he found out about it reading it on 3downnation.com. So you mentioned Chad Kelly's checkered past. And the last point I want to make, for this question at least, is that the Toronto Argonauts restructured Chad Kelly's contract in January, just a few months ago, and gave him, within that deal, $100,000 in marketing money, knowing to some degree, because they admitted they had knowledge of at least one occurrence that I mentioned on November 6th at the BMO Field Club, that there was something going on behind the scenes. Now, again, let me go back to that point. Football and details, how all these guys talk about it. There was, to me, and this is just speculation, no way that there weren't multiple high-ranking executives in that organization that did not have an idea of what was going on behind the scenes. Yet in January, they're all fine, well, and dandy to give Chad Kelly $100,000 in marketing money to say, hey, yeah, you're the fans of our franchise. We want you out representing us as much as you possibly can in the community, full well knowing that there were issues behind the scenes. The other last point, I'll correct myself again here, that I'm going to make, is that, Bubba, ask yourself this question. Would any CFL discipline have been levied if this lawsuit and alleged claims were not filed?
No.
Because to me, that's very important.
Well, I mean, I guess we don't have to worry about that, but I think that's a fair comment, Justin. I want to say a story, but it's not a story. I mean, there's just a whole debacle is really in the way I look at it at this point right now. And yet we still don't even know the conclusion of how this will all come out, because there's a lawsuit that we still haven't got a conclusion about. Like, this is still going on in the courts, right? So I guess there are other elements and more stories and different angles that are going to come from that, and certainly at 3Down Nation will be the place to find the truth on what's actually going on. Well, I got you, Justin. Of course, hey, you know where we reside here in Hamilton. Just a couple of Ticat questions. Bo Levi Mitchell wearing a walking boot on his same surgically repaired right leg that he had that crazy quarterback sneak in the nation's capital. Should this be considered a red flag for flags of the fans, at least, of the 34-year-old pivot?
It definitely has to be. You know, I hate saying this, Bubba, but if you go take a look at Bo Levi Mitchell's Instagram, especially, you know, his training camp was approaching, we know he's a big golf guy, right? He was out on the golf course. He didn't have a walking boot on then. but he shows up to rookie and quarterback minicamp with his boot on his foot. So I hope walking around that golf course didn't make it flare up. And I hate saying that because, you know, you're allowed to have a life outside of football. But again, we're talking about the details and these guys saying that they're all in focused on football. You know, I hope that Bo Levi Mitchell can be healthy. But there are a lot of people around the league who feel like Bo Levi Mitchell, pardon the pun, is on his last leg and maybe even less than that. Perhaps that's why he's got that walking boot on, because, you know, I do still think there is some game left in him if he could be healthy. And I'm saying all this, and I should have prefaced it by saying I have a lot of respect for Bo Levi Mitchell, his career, where he's come from, the pedigree that he has built for himself in this league, the respect. He's a winner. That's right. He hasn't been that yet in Hamilton. I think that's something to be proved. I think he's going to go on post-career to have a great career in the media as a broadcaster in and around the CFL. But he needs to be healthy for this team. That is the main focus right now. Now, fortunately, Taylor Powell showed some signs of potentially having that it factor and maybe, dare I say, being able to be the guy. And I think that was part of the reason why Scott Milanovich and Ed Hervey were okay with letting Matthew Schiltz walk in free agency and go and sign with the Calgary Stampeders, because they really liked this Powell kid. But ideally, going into the season, Bo Levi Mitchell is healthy. So I hope it's just as if Milanovich said, precautionary, and that Mitchell can be at full health to start the season.
Finally, one of new general manager Ed Hervey's big offseason moves included the trading for linebacker Jordan Williams. And out of nowhere, a huge alert on Three Down Nation, Jordan Williams has retired at 29 years old without playing a single snap. What happened?
Just a stunner, man. You know, there was some talk behind the scenes that at times he was high maintenance in BC, and that's how he ended up being dealt by the Lions to Toronto. And then, you know, he talked to people around the Argonauts, and those same concerns seem to have propped up in the six as well. And I think that was part of the reason why the Argos were okay with trading him to Hamilton, because kind of weren't sure what you were going to get in terms of a commitment level. He's a fantastic athlete, but I thought Milanovich said it well, that he did us a favor by retiring. He didn't waste any camp reps and leave halfway through training camp. So I think that will help the team out overall. And ultimately, if you don't want to be playing football, then you shouldn't be playing football. And I honestly hope, knowing Jordan Williams through the draft process, that he's on to, in his life, I suppose, bigger and better things. But that does leave a potential massive hole for the Ticats in the middle of the defense.
You know, the crazy part about town is that the community ambassador, number 21, Simone Lawrence, apparently still looks pretty good, right? You know, will he be back by Labor Day? That was the chatter a long time ago, and all of a sudden it's resurfaced, Justin. It's crazy to think.
As it should. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know if Simone Lawrence wants to play again. You'd have to, you know, ask him that down there in the hammer. But I think with what's happened with Jordan Williams in the middle of that defense, and yes, Williams is a Canadian, so that's one other thing, is the ratio is at play here. They're going to have to do some tinkering there. But, I mean, Simone Lawrence is standing right there, energetic, chomping on at the bit, I'm sure, on the sideline to potentially play some football. That, you know, that could be a fit. We'll see what happens here.
Well, the hilarious thing is that the Tiger Cats, as you know, I'm part of the Tiger Cats audio network, and he was announced as part of the Ticats audio network. So if he's actually truly crossed over to the dark side, I'm going to wait till at least the regular season game number one to see if he's really going to be part of the audio network. That's going to be hilarious to see.
You should have the inside scoop, my man. We'll keep it tuned to you for that.
Well, I'm trying to grind on him, but he won't say a word. And that's what I'm saying. What, are you still a player or are you a media member? Give me a break there, Simone. Come on, 21. Hey, Justin, hey, I know these were some topics that, you know, as you said, we'd rather be talking about, like, you know, this football kind of stuff. But it's really stuff, I think, that needs to be addressed, needs to be taken seriously. I'm glad that, you know, someone like yourself is covering this for all of us, and that we're going to get the truth whether it hurts or not. But we appreciate your time, your candor, your expertise, and the fact that you're all over this story. And of course, we will be checking down to Three Down Nation for the latest on what's going on with the Chad Kelly situation.
Thanks, my man. And I'll leave you with this. I think it should be said that full credit to Pinball Clemons for actually coming out and answering questions and owning it. He did say, if you want to blame anyone, blame me. And he did admit that the Argos need to do better. And I think that he's committed to doing that, but actions speak louder than words. And there needs to be a lot of actions from the Toronto Argonauts and also the CFL with what's gone on here. So I appreciate you having me on to talk about this topic. And I think we should continue talking about it, because in any workplace, man, woman, anything in between, whatever background you come from, you deserve to be respected in the workplace that you're in.
Amen. Justin, thanks for joining us, partner.
Cheers, Bubba.
Folks, if sports with a Southern Ontario twist is your thing, the Sports Line Podcast, you want to hear from you. Please subscribe to the Sports Line Podcast on TikTok, YouTube, or if you may, please comment, hit the thumbs up, 5-star, and subscribe button so you always get the latest and greatest edition of these fine podcasts that we do have on CHCH, including Newsmakers and a new edition of Trending Now with Louis Butko. It's out today, folks. For the amazing hands and minds that make this production possible, thank you so much for hanging out. Hey, happy Mother's Day, especially to you, Pam. We'll see you next week.